The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and with all your understanding, and to love your neighbor as yourself. This is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear that beautiful commandment today, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I suppose in recent days we have seen lovely expressions of being that good neighbor. As we have seen, family, friends, people close to us, maybe being a little bit more diligent in asking how we are and seeing that we are okay. We have so many wonderful staff working at the front lines who turn up to work faithfully in our care facilities, in our hospitals, caring for those who are sick, those who are waiting to be tested. At the front line, not fearing for their own health, but wanting to serve their neighbor. We have seen beautiful expressions of neighborliness in places like Italy, where things are particularly difficult at this moment, where people have come out onto their verandas to sing and talk to one another. We're not designed to be alone. And even in our own parish community here in Holy Family, where we continue to work, our offices continue to be open to serve our community. And with your prayers and with your support financially too, we do hope to keep the lights on and the cameras running, that no one need be separated from our community in prayer here each day and at the weekends. I'm sure we're also at times a little concerned that not everyone might be a good neighbor. We're maybe aware of the shops being a little more empty of stock, where maybe some have got there before us and done a little bit too much shopping, but all will balance out, please God. Today we had Jesus speaking to the scribes and Pharisees. The Pharisees had taken the simple law of Moses and given people 613 laws, too many laws to live by. Today, Jesus balances things out. He calls us to love God and to love our neighbor. As we come to Mass this day, we ask you, Lord, to help us to know that you are present, which you truly are, and help us to be the best Christian we can be, by loving you, by not losing hope in these challenging times, and by being a good neighbor to those around us, perhaps by giving them that call to see are they okay, not visiting them if we don't feel so well, and doing the best we can to support each other. We ask the Lord now to bless our efforts as we turn to him in our needs and prayers this morning.